I guess there aren't too many guys stupid enough to pay $900 for a Snickers, huh? He's gonna play show and tell with my vital organs, isn't he?
Kind of a hollow feeling, huh?
Don't worry, Dan. I'm too depressed about Harry to rip your lungs out. Maybe later.
I cannot believe this is Harry's last day on the job. It won't be the same without him. No more whoopee cushions in the jury box.
No more courtroom hoot nanny.
No more Jane Pauley look-alike contest. I never did get my trophy.
I wish I knew which judge was replacing him.
Trust me, we'll get some old geezer with a neck waddle the size of a pillowcase.
You're getting me.
You kidding?
Come again.
I just got my first judicial assignment. I take over Harry's post as soon as I'm sworn in.
Wait a minute. You mean after 2 years of being equals, now you're going to have complete control and authority over me?
Yes.
May I kiss your gavel?
Dan, please don't start sucking up. I'd just prefer it if you'd act like yourself.
Okay, may I kiss that little...
Dan! Besides, there's still a way to save Harry's job.
Right! We call Jerry Lewis in Vegas and ask him to bring Frank and Dino in for a benefit concert!
Well, I filed an appeal with the selections committee.
That's just crazy enough to work.
Oh, poor Harry. This whole thing must have him really depressed. Shame, sir. Cut down in your prime. You were so young and vital.
Oh, come on, Mac. You talk about me like I'm dead.
You look just like yourself, sir.
All rise. As some of you know, tonight is Judge Stone's last appearance in this court. So I'm taking this opportunity to pay honor to him. In verse.
A little mutant poetry.
The halls of justice are drenched in blood. There are tears on the courtroom wall. 'Cause the best darn judge in the USA got the shaft from City Hall. The nicest to bailiffs, the snappiest dresser, the smartest at deciding. Manhattan Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. Judge Harold T. Stone, presiding.
Ah, bull. I cannot begin to describe what I am feeling. Although cellulite would be my guess. Be seated, people.
Sir.
Yeah?
This came for you special delivery from Mel Torme.
No!
Yeah!
Wow, look at that. That is autographed sheet music to the Christmas song.
No!
Yeah! It says, to Harry Stone, a great judge, shooby-doo-wop, Mel Torme.
You mean Torme?
No, Torme. See that little line over the E? That's what they call an accent grave. That gives you Torme. Now, for Torme, it would go the other way. It'd be called an accent aigu.
Aigu?
Aigu. Now, why do you think Mel Torme would make a mistake like that in your handwriting?
Well?
Nice try, fella. Thank you very much.
Damn Frenchy names.
I told you, Agu.
Please stop following me. I don't wish to buy a scooter pie.
Perhaps a bite of our demo would change your mind.
Bob, is that an almond or a tooth?
Miss Sullivan?
Yes, may I help you?
Just a suggestion. A little less eye makeup would be more seemly.
Thank you. Who the hell are you?
I'm Jane Fletcher. I'm from the mayor's judicial selection committee.
Oh, I meant, how the hell are you?
Fine, thank you. I have some protocol papers to give you before you're sworn in.
Oh, thank you. Have we met?
Not formally, but I was the one that offered your name to be a judge.
You were? Well, thank you very, very much.
It was really just a bit of good luck. I noticed you when I was in the courtroom to evaluate Judge Stone. I was very impressed by your ability.
Oh, well, thank you. You were the one that evaluated Judge Stone?
Yes.
You're the one who ruined the career of my best friend? My bosom companion? The man I would gladly kill or be killed for?
Boy, look at the time.
Do you know who that woman is?
No, but I bet she hasn't been with a man since Sputnik.
That's Mrs. Fletcher. She's the one who got you thrown off the bench, sir.
What?
Yes.
10-minute recess? Go on, get your skinny butt out there. If he gets his job back, I'm dead.
Yo, whoa, Miss Fletcher.
Yo. Whoa? Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. I thought I might query you as to why my career has been destroyed and my life turned into an utter shambles.
I'd love to, but I do have an appointment. Another time, perhaps.
I'm sure you can squeeze me in.
Am I being kidnapped?
Kidnapped? Oh, no. You're just being held against your will in a locked room by a desperate man who has nothing to lose. That's a joke.
I've heard all about your jokes, Judge Stone. But apparently the last laugh is on you.
Wait a minute. A little gag here and there and you're ready to ruin my career?
Yes. Although there's also the matter of your efficiency rating.
What about my efficiency rating?
It's abysmal. It's the black hole. It's an embarrassment to the judicial process. In short, it stinks.
Don't beat around the bush with me, lady.
Do you know that you process 12% fewer cases than any other judge in your position?
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sure there's a good reason for that.
Oh, I've seen the reason on my visits to your courtroom. You talk to the defendants.
Well, I thought sentencing them by singing telegram was unnecessarily cruel.
You know what I mean. You seem to make a habit out of chatting with winos and hookers and bag ladies as though they were...
People?
Your word, not mine.
Wait a minute, Miss Fletcher. What kind of judge would I be if I didn't stop to find out about the defendants?
Possibly a working judge. If you'll excuse me.
You know, I don't happen to think it's very fair to judge people just on their appearance. I mean, look at you.
Pardon me?
Well, to look at you, someone might think that you're just some mean-spirited, sour old bat. But not me, no. Before I'd make a decision like that, I'd want to know more about you, what kind of person you are, because maybe there's a reason, some hidden trauma in your past, like, I don't know, maybe you were turned down for the Rockettes or something.
That producer was blind. My legs were as good as anybody's. I mean, that's none of your business. Let's be perfectly candid, shall we? What our courts need are judges, not psychiatrists, not amateur magicians.
Hey, who are you calling amateur?
As far as I'm concerned, the sooner you're off the bench, the better.
Oh, yeah? Well, Ms. Fletcher, if that is your real name, I still have one appeal left, and I ain't out of here yet, lady.
Got you going away, cake, sir.
Later, Ross.
Well, pardon me and my tribute.
Sir, we just got the answer to your appeal.
And?
They turned it down, sir.
Let me give you some advice, Mr. Stone. Next time, try to find work more suited to your personality. Perhaps a carnival.
What's next, Mac?
The last case, sir.
Fine.
Of your whole damn life.
Thank you, Pippi Longstock.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Give me the file.
No, I can't.
Mac, come on. Give me the case. Mac, don't make me get out the jaws of life. Come on, Mac. It happens. I lost my job. It's not like it's going to turn me into...
a pitiful wretch like me?
Good example. Who's he?
The defendant, Your Honor. Former state senator Fetty.
You were a state senator?
Of course. You think I was always like this? I used to be happy-go-lucky, content, a real good time, Harry.
That is, until they booted me out of the Senate.
Perhaps the dress code was a factor.
Senator Fetty, I sympathize with you. Believe me, I do. But I find it very difficult to understand how a man who rose so high could stoop so low. You stole an iron lung?
I thought it was empty. You know, scrap metal has gone for 8 cents a pound.
Held over for a grand jury, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Mr. Fetty.
All right, don't talk to me about shame. It's easy to have that attitude when you have a nice, cushy job. But believe me, sir, if this could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. It could happen to you.
Do I get my iron lung back?
Oh, sir, don't listen to him. He's just a bitter old has-been public official.
Thanks for cheering me up. What's next, Mac?
Ah, right.
Well, then I guess that's it. But before I go, I would I'd very much like to thank all of you for everything. I'm never going to forget any one of you. Court's adjourned.
We all chipped in and got you this, sir. I hope you like it.
We had it custom made so it would remind you of this place.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look at that, and it's got a little gavel for a second hand.
I thought it should be a hooker. They've always got the time.
Yeah, well, this is beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, Bull, you promised no tears.
But I never even got to take a bullet for you, Harry.
Well, maybe we could do it on a weekend sometime. Come on, give me a big hug.
I'm so crushed that you're leaving, sir.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
I'm sure Bull shrieks for all of us, sir. Sorry about your going away cake.
No, you're not.
You're right.
Me neither. I especially like the part where you cleaned off her face with the fire extinguisher.
I have my moments. See you around, Judge.
Yeah.
Sir, look, if you ever need any money, well...
You're broke, I know.
Yeah. But I mean, If you ever need anything else, like a badly cooked dinner or an evening with my in-laws, hey, the sky is the limit.
Thank you, man. You take care of yourself.
Well, I'm not very good at the sentimental stuff, but, you really knew what you were doing up there. I hate to see you go.
Yeah. Me too, counselor.
He didn't mess up my hair, did he?
So.
Do you know what you're gonna do now?
Nah, but that's really the best part of all this. Now I've got time to do the things I've always wanted to do. Learn hang gliding, take pottery classes, try to get you on the sofa. I'm not kidding. You know, for some time now, I've had some rather non-judicial thoughts about you.
I can't believe you're saying this to me.
Well, if it's one-sided...
No, I feel the same way about you.
You do?
I do.
Well, it's funny that we never...
Yeah, well, how could you actually have...
Because a judge and a lawyer are not...
Yeah, that would be a conflict of...
Interest.
Clearly.
But now... There's nothing stopping us.
But that would be admitting defeat.
I got no problem with that.
Maybe we could get a restraining order.
Hey, Miss Sullivan, I feel like I've been restraining myself for too long. You're a real special lady.
You're a real special man. Too special to be off the bench. There has got to be a way that we can get your job back.
Like what? Like it turns out I'm on Dallas and I've been dreaming all this?
That's the spirit!
Oh, come on!
Oh, maybe the governor will
call!
Hey,
would you wake up and smell the toast burning? It's over! I lost.
But it's not fair.
No, it's not fair. It's life. Now, you take a look at it. Sometimes it hands you garbage, and all you can do with it is the best you can do with it. And that's what I am going to do.
What does that mean?
What that means is that it is time that I had some real fun. There are crazy things that I have only dreamt of doing. Well, now I'm going to do them. When you're ready to face reality, give me a call. This was on sale.
If all of our lovely new judges will just go to the conference room for the group photograph, the mayor can get back to work. Busy, busy, busy. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Congratulations, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you all for coming. It was really nice of you.
Hey, it was a nice ceremony.
Yeah, the high point for me was when Bull tried to lead everybody in row, row, row your boat.
All the ropes reminded me of Glee Club.
I was kind of hoping Harry would change his mind and show up.
Well, he'll be at your party, but I don't think he's in the mood to be around city officials.
Yeah. You know, I wish I'd had 1 minute alone with the mayor to talk about Harry.
Oh, now, come on now. Don't be so hard on yourself. There. Let Danny massage all the tension away.
Get out, Dan.
At the speed of light, m'lady.
Hey, come on. We got a party to go to.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys go on. I think I want to have my picture taken.
Okay, see you there.
Excuse me. I couldn't see the mayor for just 1 minute, could I?
Oh, why, of course. Call back in October.
It's a matter of life and death.
Okay, September.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bob?
Yes, sweet potato?
We never have parties this nice.
Well, what about that wang dang we threw when Aunt Tilly had her bloat suctioned?
Hi, guys.
Where have you been?
For the last 3 hours, we've been sitting here listening to Hillbilly Wrap Up.
Where's Harry?
I'm afraid to guess.
What do you mean?
Well, he was here for a while, but he was acting kind of crazy. He said he was finally ready to drop the big one.
Drop the big what?
Joke. The most outrageous, crazy stunt anyone's ever pulled.
What? What's he gonna do?
He wouldn't tell us. He just said it would get the attention of the entire city.
He called it the prank de resistance.
Well, that will get him thrown off the bench.
Sure, if he was a judge.
He is! I got him his job back!
What?
Yes! I got the mayor to review his records, and he said that the mayor's committee made a terrible mistake.
Oh, my God! Harry's out there right now planning to freak out in Manhattan. You know what this means?
No, tell us!